This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump had yet to sign a federal government funding package as of Sunday evening. That includes coronavirus relief money for struggling Americans. But the president did tweet that good news could be coming regarding the COVID relief bill. He said from his account, information would follow. Without him signing the $2.3 trillion spending package, the clock continues to tick toward a potential U.S. government shutdown. A partial shutdown could begin shortly after midnight on Sunday. Increased unemployment benefits and evictions protections also expired at midnight Sunday. President Trump had sharply criticized the legislation last week and on Saturday indicated his continued objections to it. He tweeted he still wanted most Americans to receive $2,000, quote, rather than the measly $600 that is now in the bill. A mass COVID-19 vaccine drive began Sunday in Europe. Pensioners and medics were the first lining up to get the shots and begin the end of the pandemic that has crippled economies and taken lives around the world. The European region of 450 million people is trying to catch up with the United States and Britain, which have started vaccinations within the last couple weeks. The European Union is due to receive 12.5 million doses by the end of the year, enough to vaccinate more than 6.6 million people based on the two-dose regimen. The companies are scrambling to meet global demand and aim to make 1.3 billion shots next year. South Africa's health ministry said the total number of coronavirus infections crossed 1 million on Sunday. That's since the country's first case in March. The grim milestone comes just 9 days after the country reported 900,000 cases. This is VOA News. U.S. investigators have named a person of interest in connection with an explosion in the city of Nashville, Tennessee on Christmas morning. They're investigating a 63-year-old man named Anthony Warner in connection with the Christmas dawn explosion that rocked the commercial and tourist district. One theory being explored is that an AT&T communications building was targeted because the recreational vehicle was parked near it before the bomb went off. Gunfire, as scare tactics, did not keep Central African Republic residents from turning out in huge numbers to vote in the presidential and legislative elections on Sunday. That's according to the head of the UN mission. Rebel groups hostile to President Faustin Archange Touadéra have carried out attacks and threatened to march to the capital and disrupt the election after the Constitutional Court this month rejected several candidates, including former President Francois Bozize. Touadéra is seeking a second term. Niger began counting votes from an election that's expected to lead the West African nation's first transfer of power between two democratically elected presidents. Results are expected in the coming days. Across the U.S., Native American tribes are working to protect their oldest members from the coronavirus, but the effort is about more than just protecting lives. It's also about preserving culture. Tribal elders serve as honored links to the past and often possess unique knowledge about language, history, and culture. That knowledge is all the more valuable because tribes often pass down their traditions orally. Tribal groups are distributing protective gear, delivering meals, and racing to obtain vaccines for their eldest generations. That includes the Navajo Nation in the Southwest, the Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma, the Blackfeet Nation in the state of Montana, among others. A 6.8 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of south central Chile on Sunday. That's according to the European Mediterranean Seismological Center. Chilean officials immediately discarded the risk of a tsunami. There were no initial reports of damage immediately following the earthquake, but the strong tremor took place at a depth of 10 kilometers, according to the EMSC. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. You can go there for the very latest. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.